Welcome back to my world. You shouldn't have returned. Part 2 begins now, and it's already inside your room. The Silent Funeral. Part 2. After an hour, or maybe it was 10 minutes, time wasn't working right, the back door creaked open. A woman walked in, dressed in a faded white funeral dress, feet bare, dragging a length of red thread in her hand. She walked straight down the aisle, slow and deliberate, leaving a faint red line on the floor behind her. When she reached me, she didn't speak. She handed me a folded piece of paper. Her fingers were cold. She climbed into the empty seat beside me. I unfolded the note. One line, in that same carved handwriting. You were supposed to be in there. I looked toward the casket. It had opened, and inside was me. But this wasn't just a body. It was me, awake, blinking, mouthing words I couldn't hear. I was trying to scream. His hands scraped weakly against the inside of the casket lid, fingers bleeding. No one else reacted, except the woman. She was smiling. Her lips moved. It's your seat. I ran, but the hallway wasn't the same anymore. Doors appeared where walls should be. I heard the loud scraping. Every step felt heavier, like I was being reeled back by the red thread. When I reached the exit, I couldn't step outside. I scream, but there was no sound. Silent. The girl was there. She placed her hand on my shoulder and whispered, "We saved your seat." And I realized, this wasn't my funeral. It was my reservation. Because when your seat is saved, you have to watch the show. If you like this, you've already touched it. Share it. And they'll find your friends too. Subscribe, so we know where to send your seat. For your silent funeral.